You know, considering you got four, got back that late, you squeezed every bit of juice out of that lemon tonight.
Yeah, we're all pretty tired. Whew. But it's worth it. The kids, you know, just left it all out there. Two really, really good periods. You know, I was chatting with Wasey and Patty after the second, and that's the best team in the WHL, you know, at least so far that we've seen. And, you know, really liked our game for 40 minutes, and then we talked between periods as a staff, and I was like, Burke's going to have to show up this period because they're going to bring the onslaught. And we bent a little bit, but we didn't break and got to two big points. So proud of the kids.
Well, we've talked about strong showings from Kelton Pine in the last month or so here, Parker. It's been in relation to healthy competition in the crease between both of your goalies. Obviously, an incredible performance from Kelton last night in Penticton. Do you feel like watching something like that from the bench lights a fire in Burke that he's got to go out and match that kind of performance?
Yeah, they're both tremendous goalies, great young men, but they're competitors. And, you know, I had some experience last year, you know, down in the USHL where we had two really, really great goalies. And they just pushed each other. And I love that dynamic. And we have full confidence in both kids. But I think they're good friends. They support each other. But when they, you know, obviously when you see the one guy go out there and play his butt off and help the team the way Kelton did yesterday, I'm sure for Burke it was just a level of ownership where he said, you know, now I have to do my part, and he certainly did that tonight.
I asked him on the ice after the game if this felt like the closest he's been to classic or vintage Burke Hood, let's say. He called it a step in the right direction, certainly, but did you think this was the best you've seen from him so far this year?
Yeah, he looked really confident and competitive. He just battled and made saves, you know, obviously the one there in the third where he goes post to post and on the backside. But he was sealing the post. He was tracking rebounds, you know, his rebound control, like steering it to the right direction. He just seemed like he was in complete control of not only his game but the moment. And so, yeah, just he was excellent for us.
Silvertips looked like they might have gotten the equalizer with 9 seconds to go in the third period. I guess it's a two-part question. What was the mood like on the bench when that happened, and were you guys confident that that was going to go your way, that call?
I think when we saw the replay, you know, and the referees seemed really confident when they made the initial call. But I think for our group, it was like, hey, no matter what happens, we're going to be in a position to try to win the game. If it has to go to overtime, it has to go to overtime. And but, yeah, it went our way. And you know, I would say early this season, we haven't been on the right side a lot of those calls and a lot of those bounces, so it was nice for it to go our way, and the rules are the rules, and so, yeah.
What was the call? That they pushed the goaltender in the net?
Yeah, I think Burke had it sealed on the post, and then the guy gave an extra whack. It pushed him in, and then it dislodged the puck, and then they pushed it again, and it went in. So good job on the refs.
Coach, between Wednesday and Friday and Saturday, almost unrecognizable difference. What do you put the difference to?
The players, you know, they were the ones that we had an off day in Penticton on Thursday. And after Wednesday's game, you know, we had a lot of honest meetings with everybody. Every player had an individual meeting. I know they had a lot of conversations amongst themselves, the leadership group, and ultimately they're the ones that have to steer the ship and turn things around, and we had a great performance last night, and then to be able to do that tonight, you know, you have to go to a shootout last night against a really, really good Penticton team, the oldest team in the league, and then you get home at, you know, 3:34 in the morning, and you have to turn around and play Everett, who's undefeated on the road and only has two regulation losses. It's not an easy task, so, you know, that's why we said going into the third, our goalie's got to be our best player, but it just speaks to, I do think we have a very resilient group, and they just keep pushing, and we'll get this thing going.
Coach, we've talked a lot, as they did on the Prospects game too, about Ryan Lynn and his defensive ability. He put on a clinic defensively in the Prospects game. But where I think he's most important, I'd like your opinion on this, where I think he's so valuable is he's the one guy on the back end that can push the puck up the ice and get it to people. And that was so obvious last night in Penticton. He wasn't there Wednesday in Everett or in Wenatchee. And obviously, again, you see it tonight. Is that what strikes you as much as his defensive awareness?
Yeah, I mean, everything with Ryan, I think, is the thing that stands out to you. He does it He transports the puck. He can skate it. He can pass it. Look at the pass he made to Haliburton for the second goal. I was on the bench, and I didn't even see the lane. I saw that Ty was in behind, and I saw what Ryan was seeing, and I was like, ah, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, because I didn't think there was a lane, and he just snapped that pass like right on the tape. That was a pro pass, and, yeah, he's just such a phenomenal young player.
And I want to talk about Luca Pura. My goodness, he's a strong kid out there.
Yeah.
What a nice job. There was one shift that he went to, you know, it was the center. He played that right side of the ice in your own zone. He got over on the other side. He battled there. This guy's got good mobility, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's really coming along, and he's earning more ice time and more responsibility. And, you know, he had a big assist for us last night in Penticton on the second goal. And he's finding his game. You know, young kids. You have 16, 17-year-olds, and, you know, they're playing a limited role and trying to figure things out and making the transition to the highest level of junior hockey. And now he's finding his way, and he's getting more ice time. He's getting rewarded, and he was really good again tonight.
On the topic of Luca Pura, we spent a good amount of time on the pregame show this evening talking about the more balanced forward lines and your ability to roll four lines as a result of that these last two games. Do you think that has been beneficial, obviously, not just to be able to ride out close games these last two nights, but especially with the tough travel schedule this week?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot. We've talked about doing that for a while, and maybe we should have done it a little bit earlier, but it splices out some of our guys that are playing big minutes. I think it balances everything out, and then, you know, when you see the schedule, we had 3-4 last weekend, 3-4 this weekend, 3-3 next weekend, 3-3 the weekend after. You know, you can't expect your top forwards to be playing 22, 23 minutes a night, playing that much hockey. So, and it gets those other guys more involved in the game. They're contributing more, so they're playing better because they're getting a regular shift. And instead of going 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4, now you're just rolling four lines. And it also, you know, I think it drive some internal competition that if you're not going, then you can always shake things up. And, you know, we made some adjustments in the third, but I like the way it's going right now. And, you know, obviously the results have been positive for us.
A couple guys that caught your eye, I'm sure. Number one is that shot off Leo's stick. I mean,
yeah,
right off the beginning, that was some kind of release. And how about, you know, Morelli opening the five hole and putting it through the five hole. That's a skill goal as well.
Yeah, I'm sure not too many people had the game-winning goal penalty shot Toretto Morelli on the bingo card, but you know,
short-handed penalty shot.
Yeah,
at that.
He did a great job on the kill, and then he got a break, and you know, he does. He has, you know, everybody sees the work ethic, the forecheck, the finishing checks, the physicality and tenacity that he brings with the game. But we get to see him every day in practice too, and he's got you know, undervalued skill, and he showed it tonight with the penalty shot winner, and just happy to see a player and a person that cares so much get rewarded.
Do you consider the Silver Tips a heavy team?
I do. I mean, I was actually talking to this with the other coaches. You know, people think, okay, heavy is a bunch of big 6'3" guys that, you know, dump it in and pound, but they're heavy because they're strong on pucks. They win puck races. They're heavy on their sticks. It's tough to get it back from them. They're fast. They're not easy to bump off the puck, and they're quick. They're well balanced, and yeah, I would say they are. They're a heavy team.
And they swarm.
They swarm. They defend. They're first or second in the league in every defensive category. So you know, it's a tremendous win for us, but it's only going to get more difficult here moving forward.
One more player that I would like to ask you about as far as individual efforts this evening who jumped out to me and probably everybody in attendance tonight at the LEC for obvious reasons, Braden Riggle, the defenseman, huge tilt in that first period, a vintage hockey fight in some ways. I'm of two minds on that in some, a little bit, because it seems like you're in an early lead. You potentially give them the opportunity to pick themselves off the mat energy-wise, but it seemed like it activated something in him as well for the rest of the game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if that was on the road, you know, and you're up 3-1, you probably don't want that timing of it would get the crowd into it and things like that. But we also, in a game like tonight where you need every ounce of energy, and so you could see it on the bench. You saw it with the crowd. He goes out and gets into his first fight, and I think it's good for him. Like, he's a big, strong defenseman, and sometimes getting that first one out of the way and knowing, like, hey, I can handle myself, it actually builds confidence in you. And not only the fight, I thought he was excellent you know, in all his shifts, and he was playing with confidence. He was engaged, and so I had no problem with the timing of it. And you're up 3-1, and you need to get a little boost to make sure things are still pushing forward. And he went out there and did that at center ice, and credit to him to do that. It was great.
Last question from me.
Yeah.
Promise.
Yeah, my voice is gone.
Jan Skoke, yeah. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, we're hoping for next weekend. I think probably at the longest, a couple weeks from now, he's rehabbing hard. He had a tough one, you know, on that hit a couple weeks ago, but he's been working really hard off the ice, and I know he's chomping at the bit to get going. We miss him, but we're excited to get him back.
Glass of wine tonight?
Yeah, for sure.
Excited to have 5 days off after a tough travel week.
Yeah, this is one of the nights I was laughing, like, I got a 4- and 2-year-old at home, so you're like, I'm going to go home, I'm going to get them down, pour a nice glass of wine, spend some time with my wife. And probably the outcome is going to be I go to put one of my kids down and I just fall asleep with them and wake up tomorrow. And so it'll be, I think everybody's excited to have an off day and relax, and we got, you know, more hockey coming up. But just a great week, great way to end the weekend, and proud of our kids, proud of the staff and the work ethic that went in. You know, everybody got home, you know, you're home at 4 a.m. and then you're up at 6:30 and you're back at the rink by noon and cutting video and getting things prepared. And yeah, I mean, it's all growth for us. And I think we saw that on Thursday. Like, I was proud of the staff and the players. You have a tough loss in Wenatchee, and then you have that off day in Penticton, and it's easy to sit around and sulk and be in your hotel room. And but everybody came together, and it was a very productive and constructive day. Some difficult conversations, some honest conversations, a lot of ownership being shared with the group, whether it's coaches or players. And everybody wants the same thing. You know, we want to win. We want to represent the organization, the community the right way. Nobody was happy with or satisfied with the results or how Wednesday went. And, you know, I think this is, you know, you look back at seasons and what turning points, you know, kind of came about. And I think hopefully for us, this is a positive turning point for our group.
Well, whether that glass of wine is in your immediate future this evening or with dinner tomorrow,
it'll be one or the other for sure.
Congratulations. You've earned it, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Well done. I appreciate it. Have a great Sunday.